Hello and welcome to another bonus episode.
Live in London.
Live in London. We're together. In the same room.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
What did we get up to last night, Ellen?
We saw the Queen. And the King.
The Queen and the King. Yes.
Yes.
We saw the one and only Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick in Plaza Suite at the Savoy.
It was fabulous.
It was. So it had opened on Broadway like 2 years ago, and now it's in the West End.
Did they do it on Broadway?
They did it on Broadway. Oh. So the production just like transferred over with the same actors.
And that's it. Goodbye. So we see them do three different characters, mm-hmm. right? So they were the main people in it. Like, there was a couple of other extras, I suppose, that did very small parts.
Very
but
minor
it
roles,
was,
yeah.
It was mostly just Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, they played different, I was going to say different married couples, but the one in the middle wasn't.
They were
like high school sweethearts that never really got together.
Yeah.
But yeah, they played a married couple called Sam and Karen in the first act,
mm-hmm.
which was like set in the 60s, was that right?
I think they were all set in the 60s.
No, the second one was in the 70s. And then the third one was again in the 60s. So the play is from 1968. It's set in the Plaza Hotel in Suite 719. So it's mm-hmm. sort of the stories of the coming and goings of the people that occupy these rooms.
Yeah.
It was really good. I didn't really know, to be honest, what to expect because I wasn't going to see the play. Like, I was going to see Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick.
I hadn't really, like, apart from knowing that they played three different couples, I didn't know. That was all I really knew.
Yeah.
And I seen, like, a couple of pictures from it, obviously, from their Instagram.
Mm.
And I was like, well, what the hell's going on? Like, Matthew Broderick with a wig on, and I was like, what is happening? But it was funny.
It was.
Like, it was just really, like, light comedy.
It was, very light-hearted.
Yeah, that's it. And it was just, there was no, like, it wasn't too deep, if you know what I mean. It was just enjoyable.
Yeah, it was just like a fun, light-hearted play about relationships.
Yeah. It was really, really good. And relationships at sort of different stages.
Yes.
You know, and it was, it was really interesting. We did have some interesting people there.
Yeah, to the left. So we sat in the circle, and we were quite central, and it was like a few people down to the left. I think when there's a show with two big names in it, you get a lot of people that are just there to see them. I mean, to be honest, we were there to just see them. But yeah, there was just,
it was a Saturday night. People were drinking quite heavily, I think.
Yeah, I think she was just drunk.
There was a woman who was just drunk, and we just heard her go, like, laugh and go, he's so bad.
Yeah, she was complaining.
My God. Like, I was like, if he could have hurt her.
Yeah.
And then she was laughing, like, really
obnoxiously.
Obnoxiously, yeah, throughout the whole thing. Even when it was just a little, like, you know, that wasn't that funny, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
She was like,
ah. Yeah, she was a bit like a hyena. Yeah, I feel like, you know what, the play, it's a fun, lighthearted play, but it's not, you know, it's not the most revolutionary thing that, you know, you've ever seen. So I feel like she just got a bit bored and then was like, this is boring. And everyone kept telling her to shut up because there's nothing more freaking annoying than people that talk in a theatre. Shut up.
And then she was doing the fingers to the people who were telling her to be quiet.
Yeah.
It was strange.
Yeah.
But all in all, very, very good.
Yes. And we went to the stage door. We were like, yeah, we've got our press pass.
Yeah.
Carried away. Yes. It turns out nobody cares.
So like, what's that?
Yeah. Who? What? But yeah, I kind of was like, we'll go to the stage door hoping we might get a selfie. Because I'd seen on Instagram that they do the stage door. Like, not all actors do that. It's obviously, it's personal choice, I guess. But I'd seen that they do it and I was like hoping to get a picture.
Mm.
But there was way too many people.
Yeah, there was no hope in hell.
Yeah, there was too many people. They weren't taking selfies. They were only signing sort of things related to the show. So essentially the programs. We got some good videos and pictures. Like, they were right there. Yeah,
and they seemed very friendly.
Yeah.
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 And the way Sarah Jessica Parker was getting on was exactly how I would assume she would. Just so friendly. And yeah. Like, yeah, it was really good.
It was.
It was very, very good.
So
unfortunately we never met her.
No,
she's not coming in the podcast as we hoped.
Well, you know what, there's time. Yeah. I got a little video. There's definitely some audio of it that we could probably insert.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing revolutionary. She's just saying hi, thank you.
Oh my god, yes. She was saying that to us directly. She's yeah. Like, thank you for doing the podcast.
Oh my god, we could AI. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for listening. Oh my god, we should do
that. Yeah, thank you for listening to Carrie Way.
You are amazing.
I'm on a mission to see all four of them.
Yeah, you've seen Kim.
Yeah, I've seen Kim. Now I've seen Sarah.
Yeah.
You know, I need Cynthia and I need Kristen. I don't know if that'll
happen. Cynthia Nixon, she does do.
She does theatre. I don't know if Kristen.
Maybe there's time.
You know what? You're right.
There's time. Well, we just wanted to do a quick update.
Yeah, we just wanted to let you know that
Sarah Jessica Parker loves Carrie Way.
And she listens on the reg. And
so does Matthew Broderick.
Yeah.
And there you go. And if you are able to, definitely go and see the Plaza Suite in London. I don't know when it's on, to April or something like that.
It was originally until March, but they have extended the run by like 2 weeks, so now it is until April. Tickets are obviously expected quite expensive, but sure. if there's tickets left and you have, you know, the funds to do so, I would say to go and see it. It's an experience.
Highly recommend. They're very good.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's also nice to actually see a real couple.
Yeah.
And their dynamic.
Yeah.
Because there was a funny moment in the show, actually, where Matthew Broderick was, what's it called, like a cocktail shaker?
A cocktail shaker, yeah.
Yeah, and he couldn't get the lid off. So obviously things happen like that, you know, on stage all the time, but it's actually how they then reacted to this blip on stage, and it was really funny, and it's just like a little insight into them, I guess. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, girl, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Go see Plaza Suite.
Woohoo!
And tell them to listen to Carrie Way.
Yes.
Thank you, bye.
Yeah.